Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We broadcast live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them. Want to thank Evan Thomas. He gets us up and running and motivated every morning and twitching away. And want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Tuesday, September 24th.
And thanks for getting angry and worked up and sending nasty texts.
Thank
about
you.
Some of the
yeah,
stuff.
We really appreciate that. Most especially that.
And thank you to our executive producer and resident Sox hater, Dustin Rhodes.
It's special, man. They were a big part of me being able to make this type of comeback. You know, they pushed me. They gave me love. They gave me grace. They gave me everything I needed on the journey. And, you know, they was even happier than I was to get my first interception. But that just shows the community and the bond that we have here in Buffalo. It's truly a special place, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
Great story. Great to have Mr. Hamlin back and out there. And he, in a week after injuring Tua, he gets the big pick, and they come back.
Well, it's just great. Regardless of what happened with Tua, it's great to see DeMar Hamlin get an interception.
Was not.
You were implying.
I never.
Yes, that was not accidental.
Not true. Brandon, yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Brandon Fry, for your hard work.
It's special, man. They were a big part of me being able to.
He's a great effing player, not going to lie. That was my first time sitting down and watching him besides the spring game. So he's a very outstanding player.
That was Jamar Chase talking about Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
One LSU guy complimenting another. Shocking.
Yeah. And he did pretty well yesterday.
He did pretty well. Yes, he did.
And we've got Kevin Fishbane here in studio. We can talk all about it. Come on, Kevin. Let us have it.
You're saying the Bears should have drafted Jaden Daniels and hired Cliff Kingsbury, guys?
I think that was you saying that.
No.
They should have.
Kevin Fishbane says, see, that's going to end up on. Wait, this is the way it works, Kevin.
That's going to get aggregated. Yeah. Yep.
I thought you said they should have kept Justin Fields. I always get confused. It's Dan Bernstein. Dan is here, too.
What? We're encouraged.
Oh.
Encouraged. Get us some insurance because we're encouraged.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well. Okay. Good for him. David, you went pretty hard today about the coaching deficit.
Whoa.
I respect it. I thought the points that you made about how can you trust from what you've seen so far, how can you trust that the Bears play caller and head coach are equal to or better than their counterparts in any given game?
None of this is personal. I think all you can do three games in is look at the evidence that has been presented. And professionally speaking, when you look at what the Bears have done in the way of really botching the challenges in Sunday Night Football, undercutting any kind of confidence you might have had going into the season in the coaching staff, and then following that up with a clunker in Indianapolis, a game that you're going to regret losing because it was an inferior team, and then you see the way that it was handled with the play calling, you can't come away with that if you watch football for a living with any other conclusion that the Bears, as Sean McVay comes to town, are at a coaching deficit.
Well, and if you ask Sean McVay, who played on a team 15 years ago, he'll name them all. You ever hear him? He's got a memory on him.
Oh, I know. He's got the eidetic memory. Yes.
And look, I don't think that means the Bears can't win Sunday.
Not with that
memory. I think what it does is it shows you just how far they have to go when you look around the league and you see the way offensive coordinators, say Washington, are putting their young quarterbacks in positions to succeed in a way that I don't feel like the Bears are doing with Caleb Williams yet.
It is very Bears for them to be like. There was a whenever you see a team do what Malik Willis did, right, for the Packers, you kind of, why doesn't that ever happen in Chicago?
Never.
Now they have the quarterback, and three games in, it doesn't look like what is happening in other teams with other quarterbacks. It's just like you go through different guys and different coaches and different play callers and different receivers, and now you've got DJ Moore and Rome Odunze, and you still have all these question marks.
But you still have the quarterback, and I don't want that to be lost in all this conversation about what Shane Waldron called and what the Bears don't have and with the way they came out of the Indy game. What's going on with Jaden Daniels is special and relevant, and it's important to the league and certainly the Washington Commanders franchise. But it doesn't maybe diminish what Caleb Williams is still capable of doing in Chicago.
No, not at all.
But a lot of people will look at either or. It's not either or. Both can be great, and both still on a path to be great.
Or both can be bad.
Still, Yeah.
A lot of highly drafted quarterback prospects are bad.
But wouldn't you say that after three games, Jaden Daniels looks like the real deal?
He's good. Yeah, he's looked really good.
Not to the punters.
They
resent him.
This is our group chat got silly very early today talking about, well, maybe the Bears should have hired Cliff Kingsbury. And someone said, or Clint Kubiak. So then we had a draft of other potential offensive coordinators with the initials KK. So that's where this thing went off the rails very, very early.
So weird.
We have either
that's what you took out of it.
Yes, because it was.
I'll take the blame for that.
Yeah, it was your fault. It's very easy,
Kevin.
Very easy to blame Kevin. But Chris Christopherson, Kevin Klein, Kaylin Kaler. Her name came up but then we realized that she would run the tush push for the entire offense. Because it's her favorite play.
Yes. A play that the Bears might not have in their playbook.
Of course.
Because that could have helped them.
With this center?
No,
good luck.
No short yardage plays.
I suggested
other than the
Ken Kesey would be perfect. Yeah. Sort of a countercultural absurdist writer.
Catch 22.
No, that's Joseph Heller.
Oh, what was Ken Kesey was?
One flew over the cuckoo's nest. Yes, yeah.
I read that when I was in sixth grade.
And or also, if you want to go deep Chicago roots here, bandleader Kay Kaiser, the College of Musical Knowledge.
Are you talking about people with two Ks back to back? Any random?
Yes.
How about good old Sox lefty Ken Krivick?
Oh, bad, but yes.
Bad pitcher, but
yes.
I think
not bad. Is he alive?
It fits the criteria.
Look, if you're alive, you're a candidate.
Okay.
Because Ken Kesey and Kay Kaiser are probably not going to be considered. Kenny Kravec.
Yes.
There was one season where every time I turned on the TV, he was pitching.
I'm just trying to make another Sox reference to see if Molly blows.
No, Molly doesn't care. It's not anything to do with me.
What, for tonight?
What do you mean tonight?
Tonight.
Are you going to watch?
It's going to be rained out. Dance.
It's going to rain out.
I'm going to dance away the rain or dance in the rain. I'm going to hope they don't play.
Yeah, Ken Kravec is alive, by the way.
Okay, that's good.
73. So
he was
also a former Cub, we should say.
Pitched 30 years ago.
Yeah. He was both only a Chicago player, only White Sox and Cubs in his 8 years.
Oh, he did a Steve Stone.
Or a Steve Renko, yes.
Steve Renko, both teams. I love that reference. Steve Renko.
I don't know why that's the first name. There's so many more than that. Sammy Sosa among them. But gentlemen.
Kyle Korver.
Thank you so much. Yes.
Texter checks in.
Pretty good.
All right, guys. Have a great life.
Have a good show.
We'll try.
What?